In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump and Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer had a tense and televised argument on Tuesday over funding for Trump's border wall. The president has threatened to shut down the government, saying he would not sign a federal spending bill if it didn't include at least $5 billion to build a border wall. But he appears to not have enough support among his own party's members for the funding. Here's part of the awkward interaction captured on camera, during which Trump repeatedly referred to future House Speaker Pelosi by her first name.
The wall will get built, but we may not have an agreement today. We probably won't. But we have an agreement on other things that are really good. Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people. I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, the Trump shutdown. You have the White House. You have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we don't have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House,
and we don't have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't. Excuse me. But I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is, you can get it started that way.
House we can get passed very easily.
Okay,
and we do. But
do
the
it.
Problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote,
yeah,
and
that's
they
not
won't
the
vote.
Point, Mr.
If I have needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session,
well, then
would
go
be
do
done.
It. Go do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in
no,
the
don't
Senate.
Don't put it on the Senate. Put it,
of
on,
course.
Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. And we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
Mr. President, you have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
All right, let me say something here.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, you do not have the votes. We do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10.
That's an excerpt of Tuesday's televised meeting between Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer. Vice President Mike Pence was also present but remained silent. Among the many wild claims that Trump made during the discussion, his assertion that authorities had caught 10 terrorists crossing the border was made with no evidence. According to Reuters, four government sources said there was no recent evidence of terrorism suspects being caught along the border. In other words, the president lied again. After the meeting, Schumer and Pelosi spoke with press, emphasizing that Trump has taken responsibility for a shutdown if it happens.
Good afternoon. Well, we just had a meeting of which you saw the introduction to. But coming out of the meeting, we can say that, as I mentioned to the president has the White House, he has the Senate, he has the House of Representatives, all in Republican control. He has the power to keep government open. Instead, he has admitted in this meeting that he will take responsibility. The Trump shutdown is something that can be avoided, that the American people do not need at this time of economic uncertainty.
That's Pelosi speaking to press after the televised meeting with Trump. Pelosi is reported to have said privately, it's like a manhood thing for him, as if manhood could ever be associated with him, this wall thing. An aide who was present in the room when she said those things shared them with Associated Press on condition of anonymity. She also apparently said, it goes to show you get into a tickle contest with a skunk, you get tinkle all over you. And she said, I was trying to be the mom. Michael Cohen has just been sentenced to 3 years in prison over the crime of paying hush money to two women on Trump's behalf, who the president apparently had affairs with. Cohen, who was Trump's personal lawyer, bought the women's silence ahead of the election but did not declare the payments, as federal election campaign laws require. The judge in the case said Cohen had committed a, quote, smorgasbord of crimes involving deception and motivated by personal greed and ambition. He added, as a lawyer, Mr. Cohen should have known better. Cohen had admitted to prosecutors that Trump directed him to make the payments. Trump denied making them and then admitted it, but downplayed the illegality of the crimes. President Trump on Tuesday in an interview with Reuters said that he was considering intervening in the Justice Department in order to free Meng Wanzhou, the Chinese telecom executive that Canada has arrested. Meng is the chief financial officer of Huawei, a top Chinese telecom equipment firm backed by the Chinese government, and she faces extradition to the U.S. over alleged sanctions violations. But Trump said to Reuters that if I think it's good for the country, if I think it's good for what will be certainly the largest trade deal ever made, which is a very important thing, what's good for national security, I would certainly intervene if I thought it was necessary. Chinese authorities are warning of a harsh response if Meng is not released. It would be the second time that Trump has intervened on behalf of a Chinese company. Earlier this year, he pushed Congress to back off from penalties against ZTE. During the interview with Reuters, Trump also falsely claimed that, quote, "I just heard today that they're buying tremendous amounts of soybeans. They're starting, just starting now." There was no evidence of China doing this. In other words, the president lied again. The U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an $867 billion farm bill, 87-13. The bill does not have the steep cuts to food stamps that Republicans had been pushing for. Additionally, it expands eligibility for farm subsidies to relatives of farmers, such as cousins, nieces, and nephews. Senators cast the bill as necessary to provide economic stability during the volatile trade war that Trump has begun. The bill now heads to the House for a vote. A new report by the Office of the Inspector General has found that the Trump administration gave millions of dollars to a private company to hire 7,500 new Border Patrol agents. The company, named Accenture, has hired only 2 10 months into the job. It is a global management company based in Ireland and was granted a $297 million contract over 5 years. Over the few months that the company helped hire two new agents, Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, has paid it $13.6 million. The report says CBP risks wasting millions of taxpayer dollars. Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday cast the first ever tie-breaking vote in the Senate to approve a federal judge. The judge was appointed by Trump, and he was one that even the American Bar Association called unqualified. Pence cast the historic vote for Jonathan Coebs to break the Senate tie of 50-50. The ABA has designated at least 5 Trump judicial nominees as unqualified. None of President Barack Obama's appointees were ever deemed unqualified by the association. And that does it for our headlines today.